Today is Thursday, November 26, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you're all having a socially distanced, not with a big group of family members Thanksgiving. As I'm doing. So we just are around the house today. We didn't go anywhere. Mark decorated one of our Christmas trees, and so we have two. I always thought it was so fancy when people had two Christmas trees. But to be honest, I don't like to get rid of things. And mainly, and I know I've mentioned this before, but mainly the reason that we have two Christmas trees is because I've had that Christmas tree for so long, and even though our ceilings are not 15 feet like I thought they were, they're only 12, we still needed a taller Christmas tree. And the one that I've had for so long is getting a little ragged looking, and so I just felt like I'd had it for, I don't know, between 13 and 15 years. I don't know the exact year that I bought it. But I know that Maddie and I bought it for the house in Texas, the first year that we had the house in Texas. So it's been quite a while. It's been, you know, between 13 and 15 years. So I feel like I've gotten really good use out of that tree. And it's only, I don't know the exact height, but it's somewhere between 6 and 7 feet, I want to say. And with our ceilings being 12, we really needed something taller. So we're going to have two trees anyway, because I don't like to get rid of things. And I thought, well, Mark's office is the front room in the house. And I'm one of those people that loves to have a Christmas tree in the front window lit up at night. So when people drive by, they see a lovely silhouette of a lit Christmas tree. I just like that. It's kind of part of the outdoor decoration. And so we needed one to put in his office, and that one was perfect because the ceilings are a little bit shorter in his office, and we have a window right there that is the front window to the house. So we set that one up a couple of days ago and put the lights on it. I helped him put the lights on it, but then he put the ornaments on today while I was cooking. Yesterday, the IKEA furniture came in, and I don't remember if I said anything about it, and I love the chairs. They're a little bit larger in the space than I had hoped they would be, meaning they're taking up more room than I thought. So I'm going to have to see how I can arrange them to make the best use of the space. But I put the legs on them. We brought them up, put the legs on them, sat them where I thought I wanted them, but we still have ottomans that go with them, and the ottomans are fairly large as well because Mark and I both like to stretch out, and since I wasn't putting a couch up here, and we want this to be kind of a media room, studio/media room, and also if I ever do video ever again, having furniture up here gives me two or three different spots in the room that I could shoot video from. I could sit in one of the chairs, I can be in the audio studio with my lighting and my, you know, the stuff that I have in here. I could do different angles in the kind of media room area with the bookshelf behind me or whatever. There'll eventually be a TV in there as well in that side of the room. So if I ever did actually decide to do something video related on YouTube or something, I could definitely make use of two or three different spots. I could even set up a green screen. The room's big enough that I could set a green screen up, and I might have to move some furniture around, but I could set up a green screen. So anyway, all that being said, we're going to use that part of the room as a media room for us most of the time because I'm not doing video and audio a lot. So I thought it was a waste of the room to just have it as a studio. So I love the chairs. I really feel like they're comfortable and they're just a little bigger than I had hoped. I knew what size they were, but you never know. I wasn't able to learn enough Blender to model the room enough to put furniture in it. And so I didn't get to see them before I bought them. I didn't get to see them in the space before I bought them. But overall, I like them, and I think I'm going to be able to arrange it in a way that I like. I still need a little table to go between the two. So if he and I have popcorn or drinks or something like that, when we're watching all these movies we're going to watch, we have somewhere to set our drinks and stuff. But that should be a small thing that we can purchase. I need a console table for the TV, and or I need to figure out a screen. Although the screen situation, because I was going back and forth between getting another television that's, there are a lot of sales on around Black Friday. Even Walmart has a lot of sales on these huge TVs, like 75 inches or something. And so I could buy one of those TVs for up here, and that would be almost as large as a screen. And so that would be pretty good. But I have been thinking, I have the projector for Pride 48, which is not the best projector in the world. It was a cheapy projector, but if I bought a big screen, it would still be a very large image. But I'm more likely to get a TV than I am do the whole screen thing, because I really haven't figured out how to set up a screen in a way that looks good. I've gone in a lot of houses where friends of mine have, and it's nobody that I know in Pride 48, so nobody has to wonder if they're the ones that are tacky. But I've gone into some friends' houses where they've set up this projector screen. It doesn't go with the furniture. It looks, they've got it tacked on the wall or something. It's not even nicely framed in or anything like that. And then they have this projector hanging down from the ceiling that you hit your head on if you don't watch what you're doing. And I don't know, it just doesn't always look good unless you spend a bunch of money to have an actual home theater room built where you have the screen inset into the wall and maybe even an electric one that goes up and down, and you have the projector put in the perfect spot so it's out of the way but still projects nicely on the screen, and you have theater seating and all that. And we're not doing all that. I mean, we just want another room to watch TV in. We don't need to, you know, screen movies or something. We're not going to be, no one's going to be sending us the reel-to-reel movie whatever. So it's more likely that I'll just do a television, especially with all these Black Friday sales that are going on, and a console. So we're moving one step closer to that. I still haven't put the ottomans together, and I have those two bookshelves, and those, the chairs did not require much putting together. All I had to do was screw the legs in. That was it, which was good, because I was a little bit worried about how much work we were going to have to do. I'm like, how do they send the chair, an accent chair, in pieces? And pretty much the whole chair was in a box, and then the legs just screw on. So that was pretty easy. So we did that, and I also found a place for us to do our little getaway thing that we're doing. And it's a cabin-ish place, but it's a condo or a cabin that is separate. So it's not in a big building like a hotel. It's a unit unto itself. It has a kitchen and bedroom and all that kind of stuff. And it's in a nice woodsy area in Branson. So we're going to drive over there tomorrow. They had a 2-night minimum. So I know I had thought that I really only wanted to do one night because we can't go until tomorrow because of the fact that we're keeping my parents' dog and he's in poor health. And so Mark said yesterday, he said, well, we could just leave him there Thursday night and go ahead and leave Thursday, and we could do Thursday, Friday, and they're coming back on Friday, and he has a doggy door, so he should be fine. But I don't know, he's old, and he has leg problems. He had either a stroke or an infection that caused an issue with one of his eyes and his face on one side, and we have to give him medicine twice a day. And I don't know, I just don't think they would be too appreciative if we left him alone for overnight and into the day, because we'd be leaving here. If we left today, we would have been leaving maybe early evening. So we'd be feeding him and then leaving him there in their house starting about 7 o'clock tonight. And then even though he can go in and out and use the bathroom and stuff, no one would be there in the morning to give him his medicine and to feed him and all that kind of stuff. And so I just didn't think it would be a good idea. So we're going tomorrow. And we're staying tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And we're going to do, like I said, Eureka Springs has Christmas lights and Branson has Christmas lights. So we're going to do one of those one night and one of them the other night. And we're not going to go out to any restaurants. We're just going to pick up food take it back. We may even take a few small grocery items like eggs for breakfast or something because there is a kitchen. And we're taking Sydney with us. So she's going to go and hang out with us and we'll just kind of hang out in the cabin, probably do some of the same stuff we would do at home, watch TV or whatever. But at least we're doing it. It's a change of scenery and we're not around a bunch of people because we're in a separate unit. So we're going to do that. So hopefully that'll be fun. I just wanted us to get away for a day or two. So today, I have been cooking so much today. And I want to thank Tim in Alaska for recommending a particular pie crust recipe. Although, Tim, I didn't have shortening. So he recommended the Julia Child's pie crust that has butter and shortening. And I didn't have any shortening. And grocery stores are closed today. So by the time I got the message from Mark last night, it was really, we didn't want to go back to the store. And I couldn't do it today. So I just found a recipe online. I've been wanting to try. I've seen a lot of cooking shows where they do pie crust in a food processor. Because I've tried by hand and with knives and with a pastry cutter and all those things to get the butter incorporated. And it always ends up being not the right texture. Pie crust is not something that I've perfected. And so I decided the food processor method looked pretty easy. So I used cubed cold butter, flour, and I had a recipe, so it was a couple of different steps, but hopefully it turned out well. So I cooked a Filipino egg pie, which is like a custard pie, and we had breakfast. I made chicken tikka masala / butter chicken from scratch yesterday, and we had that with rice, and I made extra rice so that Mark could make fried rice this morning for breakfast, and we had rice and eggs and bacon, and then I cooked the pie. I started the sweet potato casserole and I wrapped up the bacon bundles, the green bean bacon bundles, and the prime rib has been going in the sous vide all day. So after I record, I'm going to finish up. I'm going to do the green beans and sweet potatoes, then take the prime rib out and put it in the oven for 15 minutes, do the rolls, and we will be ready to eat with dessert. I've got to put the egg pie in the fridge because I like those to be cold. So hopefully we'll have a good Thanksgiving meal. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.